So here with me today is Matthew Cunliffe. Matthew is the Managing Director of LRL Jobs. Welcome, Matthew.
Thanks, Mick. Nice to speak to you.
Or should I say Matt?
Matt, yeah, Matt's absolutely
right. Brilliant. Let's stick with Matt then. Okay, brilliant.
Thank you.
So, yeah. Matt, tell us a bit about LRL Jobs.
Yeah, so LRL Jobs are a recruitment agency based in Wigan. We recruit in mechanical, electrical, construction, facilities management, industrial services, and all associated services. Been trading since 2015. And yeah, we've had a fantastic journey so far. And that's been based on some of the processes we've set. So that's a bit of a small summary of what we do.
So what are the types of clients that work best with you that you fit closest with?
So effectively, the candidates that we the clients we work with would look for temporary support on either the construction sites or inside a stadium that they may need some hospitality, or looking for permanent members of staff from a senior member team. Could be white collar, it could be directors, or it could be admin support and financial staff. And that's kind of where it fits.
So broad range of support then, really.
Yeah, we do try and be a one-stop shop. So, from the back office right the way through to out on the sites or into the production facilities, we try to offer a service in each sort of requirement for the clients.
Now, obviously, Matt, there's loads of recruitment companies out there. There's lots of good ones. There might be some not so good ones.
Yeah.
What would you say differentiates you from others? Why would anybody want to work specifically with you guys?
So we've built a process rather than a business, if that makes sense. So the process has driven the business. So one thing that we identified early on is clients were looking for a specific quality inside the candidates. We actually follow that process in every single industry for every single job role. It's all about the specifics of what the job is doing rather than just the job title. So if you looked inside like an electrician, there's so many variations of an electrician that's out there, whether it's industrial, commercial or domestic. But inside those three fields, there's also people that do specialist inside industrial, commercial and domestic. And it's getting to the real detail of that and finding the candidate that matches that best. But then that applies to every single part of the recruitment industry. So we don't deviate from that process on any of our recruitment drives. So that's what we follow, and that's kind of what allows us to have that repeat business with the clients.
So when you're looking at a candidate profile and you're looking at the detail of the job,
yes,
and matching that to the person,
yeah,
and so, what about the personal characteristics as well and matching that too?
Yeah, exactly. You're exactly right. We would look at the job spec and look at the individual skills that the candidate would need, but also what fits for the client on a person spec as well. So we're conscious that businesses run with different management teams and different management styles. So it's finding a person that suits the management style as well, so that you can kind of, you're not re-recruiting on that job 3 months down the line because they haven't kind of integrated with the team. It's understanding the actual specifics of the requirement and not just getting a job title and going, this person can do that job because the CV says so. It's digging right down and stripping it all back and then using that information for both the client and the candidate. And it works both ways. The candidate's always got to feel comfortable with the client as well. So we've got to make sure that we get in much information and you can't always paint a perfect picture of a client. You've got to try and give them, a bit of a realistic picture so that the candidate knows what they're walking into on day one and they've got a realistic expectation of what they're walking into.
Absolutely. Two-way process, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
So I know you've been successful over the years since you started and you've grown the business and you're at a significant turnover now and a good-sized team. What does the future look like? What are the opportunities and the challenges ahead?
So yeah, again, each year we've heavily reinvested, which has allowed us to keep growing year on year, growing the team, and as I mentioned, we got homegrown talent. So our process is what drives the business. So as long as the people that come and join our business, they can grow with the process, and naturally the business will continue to grow. The challenges coming up, heavily based on going into the winter, hospitality and those industries start to come to the forefront. Some of the other industries kind of drop off a little bit. So it's then shifting the sort of efforts and the business model into another sector that's going to be busy, and then we pick back up then in March, and then start developing the other sectors that have been a little bit quieter. Obviously, they'll apply resource to the ones that we're supporting, but we know 8 years worth of trading, we know which clients are going to be strong and which clients are going to quiet off, and we don't want to carry staff through those periods. So we make sure that they're busy working in a sector that's required.
Yeah, so lots of stuff going on there, Matt.
Yes.
I know you work hard. How do you balance like the business pressure versus your home life and getting a good work life blend? I say blend rather than balance, because you've kind of got to bring them together, haven't you?
Yeah, I think many people who are a business leader, not many will say it's easy to balance personal family life with business. I just try and make sure that I'm available for the real crucial points. I try to never miss a sports day, never miss a doctor's appointment, holidays, weekends away, things like that. And that's where I'm with the family, and that's in uninterrupted time. And I suppose the good thing about the technology we've got is I can be anywhere in the world and still be in touch with clients, contractors, whoever I need to speak to, staff, and be available and pick up wherever I need to. I think the main thing is just to make sure that you're there for the crucial parts and never miss a school play or anything like that. Just always just try and be there when it matters.
Get those events locked into your diary.
100%, yeah, absolutely.
With a big padlock on.
Non-negotiables, them ones.
Absolutely, yeah. Brilliant. So what have you learned along the way, Matt? What can you share there about yourself and about business?
In all honesty, I think I speak to some of the other business partners I've got around the UK, and imposter syndrome is probably one of the main things. Is as you grow into your business and you start bringing more and more staff in, you become that person that people trust and rely upon for advice. And I think understanding that you're not an imposter, you're there for somebody, you're their stability, you're their sort of confidant on certain aspects, and whatever you say to that person, they're going to take away and act upon that advice. So I've learned that being emotionally available for staff, and know, let them knowing that they wanted to speak to me about any topic that that helps them just feel better. Obviously the mental health awareness of a business these days is really important. So I've learned that being available for staff members is absolutely crucial, and offering well sound advice for them and following up. So don't just give them the advice, go and find out how they followed it and how they felt afterwards. Sometimes you can be guilty of saying something and then not finding out how that went. So as I said, just making sure I'm available for people who need me.
Matt, that's brilliant you've picked that out, because the welfare and well-being of your staff is massively, massively important. And I know you place a lot of emphasis on and importance on them, not just for their well-being, but also for their productivity.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
You can't have one without the other, can you?
No, absolutely. And that's, we're a business that speaks to people on a daily basis. We're a communications company speaking to hundreds of people a day, and people need to be in a good frame of mind to be able to do the job well, and in turn that then drives the business success. So it's just important to lay that foundation, and anybody who comes to the business understands that they can knock on the door, and it's an open door policy for anybody who wants to come and speak to us.
Yeah, brilliant. So Matt, final question. You've been very, very successful as a business. If you could turn the clock back, hypothetically now, with the benefit of hindsight, start again, what might you do differently?
That's a good question. And I think one thing I personally have been guilty is probably carrying people for too long. There's still a part of the recruitment industry that's quite cutthroat. And although we are available for people to speak to and be there for, we've got to make a profit for the business at the end of the day. And I think early doors, I was so worried about and not being able to replace people and not having that level of staff in the business to cover the phones, that I kind of probably was guilty of carrying people through that. And I could probably just covered it myself and then brought somebody in to further down the line. So looking back, I probably would have been a little bit more streamlined with the staffing levels and have a more structured recruitment process, which is what we've got now. And that's what's kind of helping drive the business sales.
Yeah, and I guess the key thing is, if they're not right for you, they'll be right for someone else, won't they?
And sometimes that, you know, that expectation of somebody just explaining that is key. And as I said, you know, I'd probably just make sure that's what we do these days.
Yeah. Brilliant. It's been awesome talking to you, Matt. Thank you very, very much.
Thanks a lot, Mick. Appreciate your time.